Hi everybody, thanks for joining us for this episode of the GovCon video blog. So we took a little bit of a break from our vlogging, but we're back now, and today we're going to continue our series on export control regulations under ITAR and EAR. And as we've said, these rules restrict the export of controlled items without prior approval or a license. And we've been framing our discussions around four parts of this statement: restrictions, exports, controlled items, and licensing requirements. Now, in our last two vlogs, we talked about controlled items and exports under EAR. And today we're going to talk about EAR restrictions. Now, there are 10 general prohibitions that are laid out under EAR. And we're not going to go through each of them in this vlog, but you can find them in EAR regulations under Section 736.2. Today's vlog is meant to be a starting point, and so in this vlog, we're going to touch on three things that contractors should know about restrictions under EAR. So one thing contractors should know is that General Prohibitions 1, 2, and 3 under Section 736.2 depend on whether an item is on the Commerce Control List. So if you remember from our first vlog on EAR controlled items, we said although almost every item made in the US is covered by EAR, not all exports of EAR covered items require a license or pre-approval. We also said that to determine if an EAR covered item requires a license or pre-approval, contractors may need to examine the Commerce Control List to see if the item is on the list and if a license is required before the item is exported. So the first three general prohibitions under 736.2 are the ones in which contractors will need to review the CCL in order to determine if a license or pre-approval is required. Now we'll go into the mechanics of going through the CCL in a later vlog, but for now, we'll just say that the CCL identifies three things. First, the particular items that are controlled. Second, the reasons why they are controlled, like for example, to prevent nuclear proliferation or for anti-terrorism purposes. And third, given those control reasons, the destination countries for which licenses are required prior to export. So getting back to our general prohibitions under 736.2, General Prohibition 1 prohibits unlicensed exports or re-exports of controlled items identified on the CCL to the designated countries for which licenses are required. General Prohibition 2 covers unlicensed re-exports or exports from abroad of foreign-made items that incorporate more than a de minimis amount of controlled US-made material or software. In other words, a company can't get around EAR restrictions by sending controlled US-made items or components abroad and having them assembled or incorporated into the final product overseas. General Prohibition 3 covers unlicensed re-exports or exports from abroad of foreign-made items that are subject to national security controls under the CCL and that are the direct product of US technology or software that is itself also subject to national security controls under the CCL. So again, the extent of the restrictions for General Prohibitions 1 through 3 will require examination of the CCL to determine if the item is on the CCL, what reason, if any, the item is controlled for, and which destination countries require a license given the reason the item is controlled. The second thing that contractors should know is that General Prohibitions 4 through 7 apply generally to all EAR-covered items, whether or not they are on the CCL. In other words, for these prohibitions, a contractor isn't going to follow the steps that apply to Prohibitions 1 through 3, which is to first look at the CCL to see if the item is controlled for a particular purpose, and then to look at the corresponding destination country chart to see if the item controlled for that purpose requires a license prior to export. Well, contractors aren't going to follow those steps for prohibitions 4 through 7 because, again, those prohibitions apply across the board to all EAR-covered items, regardless of if or where they fall on the CCL. So, for example, General Prohibition 4 prohibits exports of an EAR-covered item if there is a denial order issued as part of an administrative proceeding that in some way prohibits the export. Prohibition 5 prohibits unlicensed exports or re-exports of EAR-covered items to prohibited end users or for prohibited end uses. So, for example, this covers exports to foreign terrorist organizations or for use in biological or chemical weapons. Prohibition 7 also covers any activity that supports prohibited proliferation activities like nuclear, chemical, or biological weapon design and development. And Prohibition 6 covers unlicensed exports or re-exports of EAR-covered items to U.S. embargoed countries like Cuba, North Korea, and Iran. The third thing that contractors should know is that EAR prohibits activities or transfers that contractors know will result in EAR violations. And this is actually General Prohibition 10 under Section 736.2 of the EAR regulations. So a company can't export, transfer, re-export, buy, sell, or finance an item if it knows that a violation of EAR or a license or license exception is about to occur or is intended to occur with respect to that item. So, for example, if a contractor develops or manufactures a controlled item, and it sells that item to another company knowing that the company intends to export that item in a way that violates one or more of the EAR rules, well, that contractor has violated General Prohibition 10. So one of the things that contractors can do to mitigate against this is to include provisions in their purchase order agreements that require purchasers to comply with EAR or to certify their compliance. Contractors also may want to include provisions in their supply agreements that give them the right to terminate their agreements if they find out that purchasers are using the items in a way that violates export regulations. So to sum up, the three things that contractors should know about restrictions under EAR are 1. General Prohibitions 1, 2, and 3 depend on whether an item is on the Commerce Control List. Number 2, General Prohibitions 4 through 7 apply to all EAR-covered items, regardless of whether or not they are on the CCL. And number 3, EAR prohibits activities or transfers that contractors know will result in EAR violations. Well, that's all for today's vlog. We hope you come back for our next installment in our Export Control series. And thanks again for joining us in this episode of the GovCon video blog.